Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Joining us now, the former U.S. Senator from Missouri and chairman of the Reagan Institute's National Leadership Council, Jim Talent. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Ryan.
Can I read a headline for you and get your reaction? So,
yeah, sure.
This is from The Guardian. Bernie Sanders becomes first U.S. Senator to say Israel committing genocide in Gaza. So is Israel committing genocide in Gaza?
No. It's the classic accusing the victim of the crime. So it's Hamas that attempted to commit genocide. They don't have the power to do it, but they did have the power to kill 1,200 Israelis, murder thousands of others. And I always point out to people that given the size of Israel, about 9 million people, you have to multiply what happens to them by about 35 to get an equivalent episode for the United States. So that would be equivalent to, what, about 35,000 people being killed by the forces of a foreign government. Okay, that's who Hamas was the government of Gaza. They sent in their army. That's what they did. All of it to Israeli, well, not all of it, but virtually all of it to Israeli civilians. So no, Israel is defending themselves. And they are moving to wipe out Gaza, eliminate the remaining, not Gaza, Hamas, the eliminating, although it's going to wipe out a lot of Gaza. They're going to eliminate the remaining Hamas infrastructure in Gaza City. And I think they're going to end up occupying the northern part of Gaza as a further buffer against future attacks. And the world will benefit. I mean, I think Rubio said the other day in Jerusalem, he said, Hamas needs to cease to exist, and to the extent that's possible, I think it's going to happen in the next 3 to 4 months.
Jim, Dan Buck here. You know, back in the day when you and Kit Bond and we were working together on legislation for homelessness in St. Louis and various things, there was always such a sense of bipartisanship behind the scenes. So you always had your public fronts and your public arguments and things. But behind the scenes, you used to talk across the aisle. I remember one time I was in your office. You picked up the phone. You called Lacey Clay. You said, let's co-sponsor this bill. What's happened? Why do we now have just such polarization where I don't think those conversations and you know, behind the scenes working together to get things done is occurring. And why has our congressional and administrative branches, why are we at such odds left and right?
A number of things, Dan. It's a really good question. I would say a couple things. One of them is that the Democrats as a body have, or as an institution, have moved to the left, which is ironic at the same time as really Trump is occupying the center. I mean, if you look at the objectives Trump is pursuing, they're all things that would have had sympathy on both sides of the aisle when I was in the Congress, you know, whether it's controlling illegal immigration or stopping crime or restarting the manufacturing base. You know, we could go on and on. So part of it is the ideological difference is bigger. Another reason is, and you have to understand how politicians think, when you have, like, let's just take the House, when you have, like, 90% of the House or close to it in seats that are considered to be safe, who is it you're worried about in an upcoming election? Well, it's a primary challenge because you figure you're going to win the general. And so you tend to want to satisfy your base. And as we've seen in the reaction to Charlie Kirk, a lot of people in the base on the left, not all of them by any means, but a lot of them don't want you to do anything that looks like it's cooperating with Republicans. This CR is an example. All the Republicans want is a short-term CR, basically preserving the status quo on spending while they pass appropriations bills, which, by the way, that's a really great thing. They're passing appropriations bills. I mean, I could go on and on. Social media, the fact that everybody can be a star now so that members, and this is true on both sides, are tempted to just become celebrities rather than to be legislators. There's a whole lot of reasons to.
Man.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's just so sad to see because I don't think we're getting anything done. Yeah, go ahead, Ryan.
Well, it's interesting calling Donald Trump a centrist. And you're right. If you look at it like in a classical sense of how we would used to describe a centrist, it to me indicates just how far left this country has drifted. And it goes to show you of why so many people fight hard to try to at least get back to the center. But the ones that are trying to correct the drifting are looked at as far right, which is really not the case. All things considered, it's almost like we've gotten to this point where it's 100% necessary for us to fight back to try to get to back where we need to be. But fighting back is looked at as like aggression anymore.
Yeah, and you mentioned Trump. I like to like not read anything about Trump for a couple of days other than just the actions he's taken, and then to step back and try and figure out who he is and what he's doing, because I just think it really helps to clear your mind. He is pursuing, as I said, centrist ends, but he does it in a bold way, or in a way that in the context of Washington is considered radical. And I think it's a deliberate political tactic on his part. I think by and large, it's very smart because the political opponents just automatically rally in opposition to them, and then they're the ones exposed as being extreme. I mean, a classic example is what Trump's done on the transgender issue. So he doesn't want men playing in women's sports. Well, that's not really a very controversial objective, and yet he just pursues it without any kind of qualifiers or conditioners or apologies. And his opponents just oppose it. So, I mean, this is even in the Middle East. I mean, he's supporting Israel, and they're going after groups that the international community has designated as terrorist groups. I mean, that's Hamas, that's Hezbollah, that's the Houthis. It really is okay to go after those people. I mean, we did it for a very long time in the aughts when I was in office, right?
Yeah.
So it's a really interesting phenomenon. I mean, Trump is not pushing a national pro-life amendment. He's not pushing privatizing Social Security. He's not pushing laws to constrain unions. I mean, to the contrary, he's basically a kind of an Ed Koch approach, somewhat more consecutive, conservative Ed Koch. That's who I like to liken him to.
Jim, we've got about 1 minute left. Real quickly, Trump has run some recent comments regarding term limits for Congress. Is there any chance? I think it's one thing that bipartisan people would say it's a good idea, but do you think there's any chance Congress would ever vote it through?
You know, in the 90s, we tried. We actually passed a law, which Clinton signed, a statute, which under the we tried to exercise Congress's power over congressional elections to limit terms, and the Supreme Court struck it down. And I have to be fair. I think they were probably right, constitutionalists. So it has to be a constitutional amendment. The Constitution is very difficult, and appropriately so, to amend. And so the answer is very probably no.
Yeah.
It's never going to happen on a federal level.
Jim, we're out of time, man. Right. May always great to have you on and get your perspective on things. Thanks so much.
Okay. Good talking to you too, Dan.
All right, buddy.
Thank you, Jim.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.